Your taxes hold the key. Tax Administration Jamaica will be rolling out phase 2 of its Revenue Administration Information System RAISE, scheduled for December 7, 2015. This involves improved web services related to income, education, minimum business, asset and payroll taxes, including NIS, NHT and HART contributions. The improvements will also accommodate online applications for taxpayer registration number TRN and tax compliance certificates. To facilitate the upgrade, several services will be impacted during the period December 2 to 6 as the tax authority converts data and makes the necessary preparations for the smooth implementation on December 7. As a result, during this transition period, services relating to TRN, TCC, zero rating and access to TAJ's web services will either be suspended or limited. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Number portability is now a reality. In today's program, we tell you how to switch networks and keep your original number. This is Get the Facts. Stay with us. Since the introduction of number portability on Monday, June 22nd, fixed line and mobile phone customers have switched networks. If you wish to switch networks, simply visit the recipient service provider, that is the service provider you want to switch to, and make the request.
On visiting that recipient service provider, they would then be advised of all of their various responsibilities of the service providers and the responsibilities of customers as it relates to the number portability. You would then be asked to fill out an order form, and that form is going to be physical form, but of course it will be inputted online.
Director of Post and Telecommunications, Cecil McCain. Upon completing and submitting the requisite form, you will be asked to text the word PORT to 444-PORT. That's 444-7678.
That text will actually validate the porting process with the number portability administrator, and that will therefore kickstart the porting process. Once validation is complete, your porting process has formally begun, and therefore there's no turning back after that point. The process will go through to the end, whereby your number is deactivated on the side of your donor service provider.
In the case of fixed or landlines, you will have the opportunity to either provide an email address or a mobile number, which can be used to validate that you're the person requesting the port. Once that validation is done, the processing will begin. Mr. McCain says the process will be easy and can be done on the same day.
For mobile numbers, it's very short. For the porting of individual numbers or up to batches of 49 numbers, it is one day. So all of what you do once you go into the service provider and the port is requested and it is validated by the number portability administrator, you can do 1 to 49 numbers and the port will be completed within a day.
When switching more than 50 mobile numbers, it will take 2 working days. It will take a bit longer to switch networks for landline numbers.
For landline or fixed line services, it is 5 days for the porting of 1 to 99 numbers, and then for 100 and above, it is 10 days.
Director of Post and Telecommunications, Cecil McCain. It's important to note that once you have switched networks, you will be required to remain with that recipient service provider for a minimum of 90 days before you can decide to go to another network. If you're a postpaid customer, there are 2 factors that can affect porting.
One is if you have unpaid bills or undue bills, and those are unpaid bills that are above your deposit. So if you have a deposit, for example, of $30,000 and your bill at the time of porting is less than 30, you cannot be blocked from porting because your deposit would cover your bill. The other thing was the issue of whether you've roamed. So if you've roamed in the last 5 days, your bills would need to come in and the total charges for that.
Chief Technical Director for Information Communication Technology, Joaquin Murray. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Vaughn Davis.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.